Jackie has an orgasm during her naps in a month. She's like a dude that's just pent up. She's like, I need my nap. I get a message. I look and it's like, hey, Natalie, I hope this finds you well. I'm blank. Lead casting producer on The Real Housewives of Orange County. And you're fabulous. Everybody, this is Humble and Hungry, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouche. We have such a special episode because today's Jessica's birthday. Woo! Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you.
You're 41, right?
Yes, 41.
I love it. Do you feel good in your 40s?
Yeah, you really do, because you know who you are. You're not hustling like when you're in your 30s, right, to make a career, because by 40 you're just kind of already in a good place. Kids are older, so they don't need so much of me. So it's like independent, strong woman vibe.
That's what
it feels like. Like, I know who I am. I'm not still trying to find myself. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I love it. 40s are good.
Yay. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Too. I know it's been like the craziest week ever. I feel like we have a lot to catch up on. Right. And before we do that, so you guys, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, there's still some available. Just go to my Instagram. There's, you know, links and bios and all of that. But we're having our first Humble and Hungry, our first annual Humble and Hungry holiday party. And it's going to be so fun. It's going to be a very intimate amount of us, but, you know, new faces and old faces, and my whole family is going to be there. So you guys get to meet everybody, the sisters, the mom. I think Carlos is even going. I invited Carlos to come. Anyone that you've ever heard on the podcast is basically going to be there. And we're going to have like just fun activations. I'm going to have like a psychic tarot card reader because, you know, I love that shit. A fun like step and repeat and champagne and food and photo ops and photo booths and stuff. And it's just going to be so fun. And I just can't wait to see all of your faces. Like I've said before, so please go and get your tickets. All proceeds are going to be going to an organization. It is Doctors Without Borders. It's basically an organization that provides independent, impartial medical humanitarian assistance to the people who need it most. And that's, I feel like, you know, they're just really horrific and scary times. And so I feel like if we can give back in some way, then why not, you know, be able to get together, spread some love, and also give back at the same time. So, you know, it's for a good cause. So if you guys can come, have a drink, hang out, let's have some fun. And we're also giving back at the same time. So go get your tickets if you haven't yet. Again, it's very, very limited. But yeah, so just had to get that out of the way.
So exciting.
Yes.
Honestly.
I know.
I cannot wait.
Me too. I'm excited. I was really nervous about it, but I feel like, you know what? What do we have to lose? What? If one person shows up, hey, if one person shows up, that's success.
That's, hey, we'll hang out.
Then we'll have a party. I told Riley, I go, if no one fucking comes, we're about to have the best like family and friends party
totally.
Ever.
Ever. Because you know we're a party no matter where we go.
Oh, so exactly. I'm yeah, like, we will class. Make it so much fun anyway. So it's going to be fine. But I really hope that people come.
I know, me too. I really do. I think that would be so much fun to talk to everybody.
I know. And it's so funny. Yesterday, during Halloween, one of our friends' moms was like, hey. She was like, oh my God, I listened to your show. And I go, sometimes I'm like, I get nervous when people tell me that because – because they know all my dirty little secrets. And I go, oh, you do? So that's awesome. She's like, yeah. She's like, I know everything about you. Oh my God. And I was like, I know. I'm like, it's kind of like my little diary that like, I just, oh.
No, yeah, no, seriously. And then you're like, but shh, it's our little secret. Right? Like,
it's it's our little secret.
Everybody here. But
what's up with Nugget?
I don't know. Someone's probably at the door, but I'm not getting up. I'm like, I'm comfy. Doorbell can ring.
I'm in my bed.
My bed. This is my birthday. I'm not doing anything today. Do not disturb, please.
Oh my God, I love it. We are going to go have lunch after this. We're going to go to this place called Palmia, and it's right next to Lido House in Newport Beach. It's like this new Mexican restaurant that I feel like it's very trendy, very cool. It's giving like Tulum vibes.
Ooh, yeah.
It's really, really cute. So we're going to go celebrate with the girls there. What's up with you, Jess?
Can we talk about it?
Should we talk about it?
I mean, it's like this final chapter.
We can talk about it. And if it's too much, we can put it on Patreon. And that way it's like,
Think it's fine. And it won't take long. Cause I told myself after today, after this podcast, we will never, ever, 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 ever have to talk about it ever again. So this is like the final chapter. Everyone,
this is the part three, last. Close the book. Burn it. Yep.
Throw it in the ocean. I don't care what you want to do. But on Halloween, I found out that my ex actually went to prison for sexual assault of a minor.
Literally, every time you say it, I just get chills and I want to vomit and my stomach is like in my ass.
I cried. The fact that I had this person around my kids, my girls, my teenage girls, he was coaching Madeline. Like there's so many things that just, it happened 10 years ago, but it doesn't matter. People don't change. People don't change. Or at least if you're a 27-year-old going for a minor, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like there's something mentally wrong with you. And now it's like you're a felon. And I cannot believe that.
And he had like multiple, he was using like multiple last names.
Right. So it's just
like fucking psycho. And the fact that like, you know, I have to say like one thing is like saying coming clean and being like, listen, I have a past and I'm going to tell you and I want to be honest with you I want no secrets between us. Something like I fucked up and like explaining the situation, something, give us something. Yeah. But the fact that you find out that he was cheating, that he had a whole past that you just didn't know about. Yeah. Everything he told you was an absolute lie. Yeah. The man is a sociopath. He's fucking scary. And honestly, every woman that's listening to this, please stay away from this guy.
Yeah.
And if we go missing, you know why.
Honestly, and a note to self for future, if I ever date again, because honestly, I'm like,
and for any woman that's dating right now,
do your due diligence. Like, don't just be trusting of what they're saying. Like, do that. Take that time to do a background check. Like, it's worth it. Like, you want peace of mind.
But it's also hard because he lied about his last name. Like, how do you actually vet them?
There's always friends that FBI agents that were like, okay, girls. Let's go to work, you know, or like
we have one in our group that's real good.
She's so good. We're within minutes.
She'll be at the party.
Yes. But within minutes, she is like, I got you. This is what I pulled. She's like, it's only $10 to do the background check. And I'm like,
yeah. and then mom got a detective on the phone and she was like, I want to know does he even have a longer pass than that? Which he didn't.
Yeah.
But still.
They're like, are you a registered sex offender?
Exactly.
There was a minor. Like, I'm sorry, but that is something that, you know, and his name didn't show up. So I'm like, just the whole thing was, I went from bad to worse to the ultimate. I'm just cannot.
But a part of me almost feels like you needed to hear that in order to fully, fully, fully move on and be like, I'm done, done.
And I think that that's why, like, when you see me right now, I'm like, I feel like
you look good. Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
I took your ass to the beach and I was like, we're letting the shit go.
Yeah, and you're like 24 hours. Yeah. That's it. And I feel it.
And then towards the end, I was like, you better not shed one more fucking tear for this disgusting human.
No.
We are done. We are done.
I'm like in my rage good. To transformation stage and not even rage because that gives him too much power, but more of like, girl,
empowerment. It's like an empowerment of like
my power. it is my happiness. I can do it.
Yes.
It's like no hate, no love, no nothing. Indifference, right? Because I
good because I don't want you to also hate him, because I feel like that takes away from like your own happiness,
right? And
like,
because you give it energy still. If you hate, you're still feeding it energy. So I
exactly you need to just forgive it and just let it go.
Let it go. So I'm just I'm like in my feeling good. Oh my gosh, I just found out third interview coming next week. With
good.
So I'm like super excited to get back into like work and feeling good. And so I feel like good. Things are on the horizon. I can feel it. So happy birthday to me. This is a new chapter, fresh start. Let's do it.
Amen, sister. Amen. Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm like genuinely from like the bottom of my heart, like have like that hope again, you know, that little step that like things are going to be okay. Yes. You know what? The sun is shining.
Yes.
Everything's okay. My kids are great. Like things are okay.
Things are good. Yes. Things are good. And I think that once you have that shift in perspective, mm-hmm. like, you know, we were talking, you were like, you know, I was asking like, why God? Like, why me? Why me? And I go, no, you need to say, thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God, for removing this person from my life, that things weren't, you know, that he didn't do anything more, right. you know, and you didn't do something.
Yeah.
And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because honestly, things could have been so much worse.
Absolutely. So imagine, like, we had already talked about
this marriage. Was a blessing.
I can't imagine already being like 5 years in finding all this out. I would have died.
Yeah. Oh my God. What? And then our mom tells us a story about one of her aunts which by the way, this aunt looks just like my mom.
Yes.
They are like twins. We always joke that they were like twins. We never met her, but she lived in Mexico and whatever. So she had this husband. He was a teacher. And they couldn't have kids. She couldn't have kids. So they adopted this little girl when she was a baby. And they raised her. And when she turned 15, my uncle married her.
And they had five kids together.
Oh, and they had five kids together.
Together.
Oh my God. Oh, Jackie's about to jump on. We have to tell Jackie the story. Hi, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Hi.
Jackie at the beach.
Wait, what?
Wait, Jack. Wait, what?
You missed the story.
You missed the story. So mom told us that Lolis, her tia, the one that she looks just like.
Yeah.
Was married. Okay. She couldn't have kids. So they adopted this little girl. Like when she was a baby, they basically raised her since she was a baby. When she turned 15, he married her.
What do you mean?
And he married his own adopted daughter.
He married. Ew.
He married the 15-year-old and had five kids with her.
Ew, this is like a Woody Allen
story. I know, except Woody Allen.
Exactly.
That's gross.
That is just.
How disgusting is that? Oh my God. I just, when mom told us, we were talking about the whole Jessica's ex thing. And then she told us that. And I was like, damn, way to like,
put it in perspective. I said, okay.
Put it in perspective. Okay. Shit could get, yeah.
I was like, that ain't my story, ain't that bad. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So what did I miss? So I missed that juicy story.
And then Jessica just basically said what happened and how. We're moving on. She feels so, by the way, she looks good. I feel like her energy's shifted. I pulled the Jackie when I was like, I'm going to give you 24 hours to get it all out of your system. And I don't want to see a fucking tear after this.
Or even like sadness, like
nothing,
like shake it off.
Move on.
No, like bitterness. No. It's out like in the past. Like don't even think about it. Don't give it air. Don't give it any oxygen to and continue to be like lingering in your thoughts.
But why do you think it took you so long to like, you've been trying to let go and cut this, but it's like, what is it? Is it not even the thought of him anymore? It's just the thought of that, like a breakup in the relationship.
So I think any relationship is hard to break up. But for me, I don't know if it was just the
It wasn't his teeth. It wasn't his beautiful smile.
It wasn't his personality, honey. I don't
know. Yeah, or his personality or really anything about him.
That it was because he was such a narcissist and sociopath, you get sucked into that vicious, like, loop. You know, it's like, I don't want to lose you. I love you. I love you. You get love bombed, which everybody loves to feel loved, right? But then you had that ugly, vicious that goes with it, and then the apology the next day, and then it's like, can I see you? Can I?
Because they tell you everything that you want to hear. Mm-hmm. They will break you down,
yes,
and then try to lift you up.
Yep.
And it's like it is the most vicious cycle. And I get it.
Yep.
I totally get it. I've been there. And it's scary too, because you don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
And you always have this hope that, like,
it's almost like, how do you cope with recovering from a breakup with a narcissist and the emotional process of it, right? Of letting
yes.
go of all the things that they told you and how they hurt your
self-esteem and your
self-esteem. That's the word, your self-esteem.
Yes.
And even like mentally, I felt like I was all over the place. Like, I felt like I was the crazy one. Even though I wasn't.
Right. They make you feel unstable.
Unstable. And then all of a sudden,
yes,
I'm like, who am I? Who am I? This isn't me. Like, I'm not this person. I've never have been. Never have been.
Yeah.
So nothing like
that. No, you haven't. And I think that's why it took me and Mom Natalie, like, it's weird for us to see you spiral like this.
Right.
Over someone like this.
Right.
Because we're like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah. Like,
Jessica, this should have been easy. I've been like, boy, bye.
Exactly.
Like, move on.
But now,
it took you longer.
It did. But, you know, I have to say, it was a good learning experience to now know what to look for in future. You know, if you're dating and you see these little red flags, know right away. Like, this guy is definitely this type, because I've seen it. I've lived it. Now it's like, okay, eyes wide open. Not be so, you know, just naive, I guess, when you're in a relationship. Like,
right.
You really need to be looking for these signs.
Especially because you have kids now. You're not in your 20s
no.
where you can just, like, go and fuck around. And
not at all.
It's just a different ballgame. And by the way, it's a different world than it was even 5 years, 10 years ago. Like, it's just, we're living in a different time. Shit's a little, you got to be on alert a little bit more. You know what I mean? Anyone?
Bueller. I agree. I 100% agree, but I'm not in the dating world anymore. So the one that needs to be listening to this is Jessica.
Exactly. Wait, why? Who just texted you?
Oh, I'm getting happy birthday text.
Oh.
It's just like,
okay. Oh yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay. But by the way, if he tries, this is when the narcissist loves to come back. Hey, happy birthday. You know, I'm thinking about you. I know that, you know, like, they're going to try to do this thing. You have to be strong as fuck, and you have to
deleted. So I don't even have his contact. So it's like, literally there's nothing.
I know, but they'll find a way. They'll email you. They'll, I got so many emails from my narcissist. Trust me.
Instagram blocked. So
they will find a way. Emily got one from LinkedIn. Like, you know, they'll find a way to find, they'll find a way to get you.
God, that's so sick. Okay.
There it is. It is. Like, they will find you. They'll find you.
I'll find you.
Yeah. No.
No. Yeah.
But
okay. But
yeah.
But we're good.
Good. We're
it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great year, a great life.
Yes, honey. Blessings.
And moving
blessings.
On.
Yeah. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. Like, I feel it, like, in my heart. Like, I already know it's coming. It's right around the corner.
Okay, good. Good.
I think that bad energy, it's moving on a new stage.
Yes.
Right? A new year.
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah,
yes.
Just feeling good. Feeling good.
Good. And, okay, next thing is, drum roll, please. Oh my God, what a day yesterday was. I get a message, which you guys know, but I'm going to tell the fourth sister here yesterday, because this was a doozy. So I get a message on, and all of a sudden I'm seeing all these likes on my posts. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, who is this person? And then it was like, hey, I just sent you a DM. Like, check your DMs with, like, a little orange. And I was like, Okay. And so I look and it's like, hey, Natalie, I hope this finds you well. I'm blank, lead casting producer on The Real Housewives of Orange County. And you're fabulous. Do you live in OC? I'd love to chat.
Okay. I hate to do this to you guys, but the rest of this segment is just way too good. And I don't want to get in trouble. So I don't know if you guys are part of my humble hive, but on Patreon, I basically release 2 extra episodes, bonus episodes per month. Plus, you get all the episodes ad-free. And sometimes we even do it on video, so you don't want to miss it. You can catch all this by signing up for Patreon and becoming one of my beloved humble bees. So just head over to patreon.com/humbleandhungry right now to hear the rest of this segment. I'm sorry, I hate doing that to you guys, but I just have to. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Moving right along. Jackie, what's happening with you? Jessica, give us a little update. What's up with you?
What's happening? I don't know. Nothing. Everything. Same shit. Not the same shit. Different day. I'm a mess. Momming. I feel like this month was really hard in terms of being a mom, being a wife, kids sick, activities, work. Like it was overwhelming.
Do you think it's going to get better going into November? It'll slow down or no, with the holidays coming up?
I don't know because right now with work, everyone's trying to get shit done by the end of the year.
Yeah. It gets a little crazy in that regard. And then you have all the holiday events and then you have the kids events and then it's like one has a little parade, one has the performance and then it's
never
like
ending.
Yeah.
Never ending.
It's never ending. And then like with work, it kind of goes like in cycles where it's like, summertime, it goes slow because everyone's, you know, vacation. It's the end of our fiscal year. So everyone's like chill in the summer.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it ramps back up like September, October, November, December. Wow. Then it kind of, and then it goes back down a little bit end of December, early January, because everyone's just getting back into the office.
Right.
And then it's grind, 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 grind until summer.
Right.
And then we have like 3 months of like quiet time.
Right.
Okay. That sounds about right.
So how do you feel like you're coping with everything? Like, do you find like certain things help you or you like, how do you manage? Like, are you more of like a, maybe it's like just having everything on a schedule that like sort of calms you down, like having a to-do list. It's just fucking at night, just putting them to sleep and watching a show. Like what's like your, this is what allows me to get this stuff done without going crazy. Nothing. Are you on like autopilot?
I think it's your naps, Jackie.
Don't even get me. I haven't had a nap in like weeks.
What?
That's how you know it's bad. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's that's how you know it's bad.
Oh my God.
That's when you know it's bad, when mama hasn't had a nap.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's why. That's and Jackie has like those like wet naps, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like those wet dream naps. So that's why she's like,
loves her nap.
I haven't gotten in. Jackie has an orgasm during her naps in a month. She's like a dude that's just pent up. She's like, I need my nap. Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh, Jackie, our friend's mom was there. I won't say who. She was like, I listened to your show. And she was like, I know everything about you. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, that's our dirty little secret. And I was like, oh my goodness. Well, you know.
Keep listening.
The more you know.
Well, welcome to our life.
Yeah.
Where privacy means nothing.
No. Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Not with us.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Whatever. We're real.
I love it. I mean, honestly, we're not saying anything that people aren't already thinking, doing, experiencing. Like, I don't know. We're just more open, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I guess
that's okay. But I feel like that's what it's refreshing.
It is refreshing. Did you talk about our husbands returning from
I want to hear
party?
About that. How did the bachelor go?
So our cousin, who's also going to be at the event. Our I think Julian's going to be
there. Oh, good. Oh, awesome.
So he is getting married, and he had a bachelor party in Cabo, and they came. All the boys went. Oh, Jess, you're gone.
Give me one.
All the boys. Okay, all the boys went, and that Jackie's husband and mine, and then what? They got back on Sunday. On Sunday.
They got back on Sunday.
Yes.
And I was returned, or, you know, I got sent back.
Yeah.
A broken husband.
Yeah. He was injured during a volleyball, I'm sure a very intense volleyball tournament.
I can only imagine, right? So all the boys playing volleyball on the sand, and Tim's knee just like gives out, or just he it's the sand. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, comes home and is just the crabbiest man I've
ever
met.
Yeah.
Ever. And that's also now adding to my stressful month. And then he comes home and he's like another child.
Right. And bitching and like.
Bitching and like there and my knee.
Right.
So dealing with that.
It's just like woosah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the boys were all behaved and they all had a good time.
Oh my God. Whose phone is that?
It's mine.
What is that?
Jessica. Yeah. It sounds like they were very good. I think they had one night where they went to the club and they were out until like 3 a.m. The rest, they were at that house. But it was like this massive home, this like mansion on the sand. It's like really, like literally right in front of the ocean. And it was like 9 of them. And they basically just like hung out at the house. They went in the pool. They played volleyball. I'm sure just talked a lot of shit, you know. That was.
I'm pretty sure they talked a lot of shit or realized how good. Like, I'm sure, right, the grass is always greener on the other side. And then you get together and then you go, oh, I guess my wife doesn't do that, or my wife doesn't do that. Or, yeah. Oh, okay, maybe I do have it good. Or, damn, that's what you have to go through.
Do you ever wonder that? Like, what do they say about you? Like to their buddies?
You know what? I think women probably do a lot more shit talking about their husbands and like the real of like,
I actually agree with you.
Motherfucker does this and this and this. And I think they're over there going,
yeah.
Oh yeah, my wife's crazy. She does this. But it's very...
Like, it's not detailed talking shit.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that it's so...
Well, it's funny. Like, oh. I asked him, because he was like, I'm like, did you guys ever talk about, like, the wives? And he's like, yeah. I was like, so how would you rate them? Like, who talked about their wife the most, right? And ooh. And so he was like, okay, like, so-and-so talked about her the most.
Right.
And it was like...
Every
like,
other.
Talked so highly of her and, like, highly of their sex life. And it was, he's like, it was almost too much. It was almost like... Like, thou shalt not, profess.
Okay.
And then it was like, and then so-and-so, and then he's like, and then so-and-so, like, said one thing about her, but, like, said something really nice, but then that was it. Okay. Like, you know, it was like, and I was like, did you talk about me? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, you're probably down
yeah.
there on the.
Yeah. He was the one.
Yeah,
said
yeah.
It once.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, good. She's fine. Yeah. But
any
oh yeah, stories? I think a dude's bachelor party is just so different. Like Mars versus Venus, like
yes,
it's just totally. Two different worlds. Two different worlds.
Completely different.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
But we on the other hand had basically a night. Oh my God, we had like our cousin from Mexico came with his wife and his two kids.
Oh my God.
And I had them over for like a dinner party. It started at 4:30. We didn't go to bed until almost 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It was 6.
Fico yourself, honey. I passed out at like 3 a.m.
No, it was like closer to 4.
Four.
Yeah.
Five. Okay, call it
four. Call it 4. Jessica was like 5.
Yeah.
I was like almost 7. And I go, you guys, Piper's going to wake up in 30 minutes. I have got to close my eyes. And they still want – it was mom, our cousin from Mexico, yeah. And then me. And I was like, oh, my God, we've got to go to bed. We've got to go to – and thank God my Sonos, my speaker died because we would have continued probably
We probably wouldn't have slept so loud at all.
I mean, we partied, I think, harder than the boys did in Cabo.
Probably. And it was also so reminiscent of like growing up, like the kids just running around. They fell asleep wherever they fell asleep. They even woke up. Piper and Sophia woke up at what, like 2 a.m.
yes.
and started dancing and moving around with us and doing salsa. And we were just singing and dancing. And then all of a sudden they went back to bed.
Yeah.
That was so great. I love it.
Which it does. It reminds me of like when we were kids. It was like those long nights our parents were just like dancing and singing and drinking and having like the best time. And we would just like find a little corner to like fall asleep in. And then.
And yet thinking back to the little kid in me, like it was normal.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was weird. Right. It was just, that's my family.
Yes.
And here we are. We did the same exact thing.
And I honestly, I love it so much. And because you know what the truth is? If so Riley was here, that would have never happened.
No.
They just, I think, you know, it's different.
No.
He would have been like,
if it was my house, see, at my house, I think it could have.
Well, it happens all the time at your house.
Right. Correct. That's what I'm saying. We've done it more so that.
Yeah.
Tim would be like, good night. I'm in bed.
And honestly, we've only had like, what, three get togethers at my house. Like we never get together at my house. And so this was like very also freeing for me of like, I don't have a man here to tell me like, turn the music off and let's go to bed. Like it was just so fun. Everyone just passed out wherever they found a bed, you know, a place to sleep. It was just so fun.
I'm kind of worried for the wedding weekend. It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, the wedding is in 2 weeks. My cousin's wedding is in 2 weeks, and basically we have family from Mexico who we haven't seen for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so all of us getting together in one place is going to actually be like the craziest time ever. Like I'm going to have to put Riley to bed and be like, "I will see you in 24 hours."
Or like if it's 7 a.m., we are most likely having breakfast already because we didn't fall asleep and we walked straight to breakfast.
And then we'll take a little nap and then rally and go all over again.
You should just buy like an air tag.
I have one.
And be like, it's in my purse. Here it is.
Yes.
Just find me.
Yes, exactly.
Just find me.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so excited. We are about to go to lunch.
Yeah.
And go celebrate your birthday.
Hello.
Your energy changed, Jess. What happened?
No, I'm just with what? No, I'm serious.
Oh, I don't know.
I noticed her energy changing from just the second we talked today.
I woke up feeling like a new person.
I know, but I feel like you're getting text messages and your energy changed.
Oh, no. It's like I've gotten messages from like Andre, Stacy, everyone just, you know, sending their love and it just, I have such a great support system. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing that
I know, but you can't bullshit us.
No. And I wouldn't.
We know you.
I wouldn't. Trust me. What did I say? Never again. We won't say it. We won't. That chapter is closed.
We will not say the devil's name.
Known ma'am. So, no, it's just a feeling of love today. And I think that's what I needed even more. So, It feels good. I'm excited. I'm like,
okay, good.
That is nice. It is a day of love, right? Where everyone
it is.
On you,
it really
like,
is.
And giving you such. It's almost like you didn't realize how much of that love and energy and positivity that it's going to give you. This like boom, the push
and like the
to be
special
like,
messages.
I'm done.
You know, like everybody's like,
yeah,
we're so proud of you, or you're so strong. Like, we love you. It's going to be your year. Like, so it's just so reaffirming. It feels good.
So it is. It was like the perfect timing.
I know. I'm really glad that it's ending the year, my 40, ending it one way and then starting fresh, 41.
Yes.
Here we go. Let's go.
Amen, sister. On that note, I love you both. I'll see you in 45 minutes. Don't be late.
Okay.
And hopefully I will see you guys at our very first Humble and Hungry event, December 9th. It's going to be here in Orange County. All the details are at the link in my bio. Again, all proceeds are going to, it's going to a good cause. And I really hope that I can see your guys' faces and you guys get to, you know, meet the family in person. And just going to be so fun. So hope to see you guys there. And I love you guys, Jess. Happy, happy, happy birthday. I wish you nothing but love and health and wealth and just an abundance of just happiness.
Thank
you. I love you guys. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Bye.